Governor Rauner endorses falsified birth certificates, abandons ethics and science. Left-leaning Governor Rauner just signed HB 1785 into law, making it even easier than it already is for men and women who pretend to be the opposite sex to acquire falsified birth certificates. Gender pretenders can now acquire birth certificates that falsely identify them as the sex they are not and that falsely state that this identification happened at birth, which it did not. In signing this absurd and culturally destructive leftist bill into law, Rauner has affirmed what many Illinoisans already know. He doesn't care about even profoundly important cultural issues that are not directly fiscal matters. In so doing, he also reveals his ignorance. For decades, Illinois has allowed men and women who impersonate the opposite sex to obtain falsified birth certificates by offering proof that they had had surgery that actually did not change their sex. But now, thanks to Republican Governor Rauner, those who renounce their biological sex will be allowed to acquire falsified birth certificates based on nothing more than the word of a mental health professional that they've been appropriately treated. This is both an ethical and political outrage. Birth certificates are legal and historical documents that record an event that took place at a moment in time. They document the sex of humans as identified by doctors at the moment of their births. With the rare exception of those persons born with intersex disorders, birth certificates accurately record the sex of humans, which never changes. Doctors do not assign or impose genders on newborns. Doctors identify their sex, which again, never changes. The trans cult is not merely seeking to enjoin the law to falsify legal and historical documents. In the dystopian wonderland in which trans cultists live and move and have their imaginary being, they are redefining birth certificate. Without any public discussion, the trans cult is surreptitiously seeking to change what birth certificates are and do. Trans cultists are implicitly arguing that birth certificates no longer document an objective historical event, and they no longer record an objective fact of human existence. In the science-denying, cultic world biological sex rejectors are creating, birth certificates are error-ridden, manipulable documents that record the whimsical guesses or desires of authoritarian doctors who prognosticate and then impose socially constructed arbitrary behaviors, conventions, and expectations on newborns. That is to say, gender as defined by leftists. And Rauner has bought these absurdist notions hook, line, and sinker. Or has he? Does he believe such absurd notions, or does he just not care enough about science, history, legal ethics, and the meaning of objective immutable biological sex to take a stand? Either way, his actions signify how foolish he is. This is just one more incremental step in the march toward the eradication of public recognition of sex differences everywhere for everyone, which Rauner must view as a public good. Well, now that transgendered persons can obtain falsified birth certificates based on their subjective internal desire to be the opposite sex, there remains no rational reason to prohibit trans-aged persons from obtaining falsified birth certificates that reflect their deeply felt authentic ages. It's a brave new world into which we are, with little resistance, being dragged. It's also craven, depraved, and irrational.